Welcome to the stage, Anger Middle School Cougar Band. Looking forward to a wonderful performance.
Welcome to the Florida Band Masters Association District 11,
Middle School Music Performance Assessments. There's an echo in the room. Anyway, my name is Bobby Keating. I'm from Miami, Florida, and I am the band director at Gulliver Academy, there where I run the Performing Arts Department. Looking over your music here, I am very impressed with the repertoire list that you selected today, and really looking forward to hearing your band. And here we go. Had a little problem right at the beginning, getting it back together. There it is. I would like to hear more trombone on those little fanfare things. Bum ba ba, yeah. Bum ba bee. Bing, ba-ba, much more in the trombone right there in French horn, baritone line, alto sax, tenor sax, boom, boom, yeah. The first note isn't like, ball. It's not ba ba. It's boom, boom. It's like you have to shape it just like the accent is. And those rooftop accents are louder than the other ones, okay? Nice, trumpets, saxophones, I like the dee, dee, dee. More trombone right there. Much more accent. Those rooftop accents are very squared off. Don't control clarinets. Good job, horns. Yeah, trombones, you can get more of that. Get more right there. Yeah, more sonority in your sound is what I was trying to say. Yeah, good trumpets. I like your lead in there. All right. Spirit accent there. Okay, together, guys. So we had some nice dynamic contrasts in there, some good articulation. I enjoyed most of your articulation there. It sounded very, very good. The thing that I would like for you to bring out in this ensemble a little bit more is the middle parts, okay? Your French horns, your trombones, your tenor line, a little bit more presence in the sound. Balance-wise, we're doing pretty good. I'm getting some good tuba sounds here. Some good lows. Percussion isn't overpowering occasionally with the cymbals, but that's a large pair of cymbals you're playing with that back there. But yeah, some good posture in your band. Everyone seems to be sitting up. Good characteristic sounds coming out. Yeah, enjoying what I'm hearing. Looking forward to Nettleton. Nicely done right there, guys. Nicely done there. Good horns. More tuba, a little more warmth in your sound. Hey, yeah, horns, that was great. Yeah, you could have held that half note a little longer. Nice, that guy's really some good stuff. Let that trumpet obbligato just come right out. Sing it right on out. Yeah, watch that right there, clarinets. Bum, beam, bum, beam, bum, bum with the saxophones for a second. Yeah, we're not. That's not coming off very well in either measure 29, 30, and 33, and 34. Need some attention right there. Very nice. Boom, boom, beam. Boom, beam. Yeah, I'm not hearing that. Guys, right here in this measure, thank you very much, oboe. That was wonderful. A couple of places. At measure 37, where we have the tiered bass clarinet, bass clarinet, second clarinet, third clarinet. That boom, boom, beam, it's not coming off very well. You need to put a little accent on the beginning of each one of those notes. Watch, guys. Job, guys. There's some really nice things going on here for you today. The intonation bass is held tight. Yeah, good job with that. One and two. Beam, ba-da. Yeah, excellent. Okay, I think you guys could work on your intonation a little bit more. Yeah. Right here, line those chords up is what I'm talking about. Whenever we have these ending chords, I need to really spend some time on the pitch of everything. Yeah, you can even slow that down even more. Very nice, guys. Some good stuff happening for you guys today. Yeah, it was very pretty. That last chord was really, really, really well in tune. Yeah, a couple of little spots that, like, you know, that thing in measure 34, 33, 34, I talked about the tiered thing in 37. Boom, bom, bing. Boom, gah, ding. Just put a little accent in the beginning of each one of those notes. The downbeat, the and of one, and the end, and beat three. Beat two. But yeah, some good stuff, guys. Some nice flowing lines we have going on here. Some good attention to phrasings. Some people were taking unison breath marks. You evidently had been marked in your parts. Thank you for the details there. And I appreciate the musicality that you guys put into that. All right, we're going on to Tales of a Medieval Warrior. I wouldn't put that much of a space between those notes. I would blend them more, you know, like I would make the half note look like the accent. boom, boom, but connected. Boom, boom, ba-ba-be, boom, boom, boom. You can put the separation more in the quarter notes, but the half notes don't need that separation. That was better right there. Dee, dee, yeah. All right. Good forte piano there, too. Yeah, I would conduct this in two, only because it, the way the percussion lines are is one, two, one, two, and that's the way it's felt. And when you start conducting it in four, it has a tendency sometimes to slow down, yeah, and they get the wrong feel for it. Dee ba dee da dee, with a weight on the down beats. Yeah, every beat. Bee, bee, ba, ba, bum, bum. Yeah, very much. I like your style. You're doing a really nice job in this section. Keep control, clarinets. That's corners firm. Separate, not separation, just more weight on those dotted quarters. Let the tempo rise on you now. Good lead in, trumpets. Keep it marcato, folks. Ding, ding, ka ding, yeah. Everybody's got to do it, all the accompaniment too. Ba-bee-ba, yeah, bring that out. Ba-bee-ba-bee-ba, yeah, really bring that part out, the trombone, baritone, tuba line. I will tell you, sometimes the shorter note in each measure, shorter notes in each measure have a tendency to disappear a little bit. Yeah, I'm not getting all of the notes. Beep, bop, beep, bop, beep. It's just almost too compressed. Beep, da, 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 ba, bum. Beep, 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 da, 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 da. You have to feel that subdivision all the time. Good job, though, man. Really nicely done. I enjoyed your performance today. I think you guys did a really nice job. The suggestions that I am giving you is for a much more cleaner and tighter performance, and I know you guys can do that. You have a really nice sound. You have a really nice intonation base. Some stylistic things that I would do a little differently. Those are some of them opinions, and some of them are marked in the scores. You know, like this whole marcato section, I think it could have been a little bit more marcato. But you guys did a really nice job with this. It's a nice, fun piece to play, and I could tell you enjoyed playing it. And that's always a pleasure. Thank you for playing today. I know you guys are going to do a great job with your sight reading. I hope that my comments today are helpful, and you guys get a lot out of this. And I wish you the best in the future, and I hope to hear your band again someday. Thank you very much for playing today.